Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
All right, so we are heading into uncharted territory. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin is about to veto the budget, prompting a special session. Jeff Shapiro, how is all of this going to play out?
The bottom line here is that the governor and the legislature both are blinking on the budget. We were heading to impasse. We were actually in impasse over the budget. Democrats who rewrote the Youngkin budget weren't going to prevail. The governor wasn't going to prevail. And there was the distinct possibility that short of this do-over, this agreement to work on a new budget, that the governor would have vetoed the budget in its entirety. That would have been unprecedented. So we have now a general agreement by a Republican governor, the Democratic and Republican legislative leaders, to rewrite the budget that has to be in place by June 30th. It would be for 2 years. It's a $188 billion behemoth. And we know pretty much what both sides want or don't want. The governor doesn't want higher taxes unless there's a tax cut. The Democrats don't want higher taxes that would affect their constituents, lower income, for example, unless the state resists additional tax relief for the wealthiest Virginians. Now we have to see if all sides can put something together by the middle of May. That's their target date. And we'll see as well if the revenue picture, bright though it may be, continues to brighten, making it easy for both sides to come to terms on a spending plan.
So Democrats who control the General Assembly rejected most of the Republican governor's amendments, including the one on skill games. These are slot machine-like machines that are in convenience stores and truck stops. The governor had an amendment that limited them to kind of rural, remote areas. The General Assembly rejected that amendment. Jeff Shapiro, how is the governor expected to respond on that?
Well, now the governor, having seen his amendments, his proposed changes rejected, has two options. He can sign it, the bill, in its original form, or he can reject it, veto it altogether. Given the amount of revenue that these skill games could produce, tax revenue, one would assume that this is going to be one tile in the larger mosaic that is that do-over budget. The governor is going to have to answer for a couple of things on this, one of which is, you know, he supported skill games as a candidate for governor, but now he is sort of putting some distance between himself and that stance, some believe largely as sort of a concession to this nascent casino industry here in Virginia.
Another item that lawmakers were debating is school construction. The General Assembly wanted to allow local governments to raise a sales tax to finance school construction. What's the latest on that?
You know, the governor had vetoed this bill. This bill was sponsored by Democrats from Northern Virginia and from Western Virginia. It was among the record 153 bills that Glenn Youngkin rejected. You know, one has to wonder, is there a little bit of spite in all of this? Because the governor did sign a Republican version of this bill when it was specific to a Southside jurisdiction a couple of years ago. This one, too, could figure in the larger debate over the budget.
All right. That's all the time that we've got for this week. My name is Michael Pope, and we've been joined by Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Talk to you next week.
Have a good weekend.